Life is so unpredictable, yet it is still 100% in our control. I know that sounds like a contradiction, but the more we control and remain in control of the things that actually are in our control, the better we're able to adjust to the changes that we don't see coming. In this episode of Just Say Whatevs, we are going to talk about how to deal with uncertainty so that you can always come out on top. Stay tuned. All right, so with the timing of this podcast coming out, I know that there is a ton of uncertainty that is going around in the air right now. And of course, I'm talking about the pandemic that is global at this point, and the virus that is spreading and causing a lot of countries to go into quarantine. Of course, you know, here in Florida, I am in the quarantine as well. So I see firsthand a lot of the uncertainty and the just the ill ease that exists within a lot of people's minds right now. There are shortages on products. There are, you know, shortages of food and different things like that as people are racing to the store to try to stock up and just make sure that they are prepared for the absolute worst. And I know that for folks who are trying to get into the stores but not finding the products that they're needing and not being able to get them, that's causing even more uncertainty in the minds of those individuals. So first and foremost, I just want to make sure that I say that it is so important to stay safe. I really hope that if you're listening to this podcast, that first and foremost, you are making sure that you're staying safe, keeping your children safe, your family safe, and listening to the guidelines that are out there. Those guidelines are put in place for a reason. This the virus that is going around, it is communicating within communities. You know, it's become a very contagious communicable disease, and it's really important to make sure that we are limiting the contact and not getting into those social gatherings that the CDC and the World Health Organization and our government has outlined to us that we should not be engaging in, because that's how we are going to be able to come out on top of this situation and make sure that we don't spread the virus to, you know, more people than it needs to be spread to. My heart goes out to anyone who has family or, you know, close friends who are suffering from the illness, anybody who has suffered any loss from the virus or anything like that. My heart is with you, and you're in my thoughts, my prayers, and I just hope that we are all making sure to take strides and practice consideration so that we can get this thing under control and get back to you know, feeling more certain and more comfortable. But I definitely thought it would make sense to create an episode like this one on how to deal with uncertainty, because even if it is something that is not a global pandemic, right, we're always going to face challenges. We are always going to have those times where we feel a little bit uncertain, and how we react to it is how we determine, or how it is that we can, you know, really determine or control our fate of the situation. It's based on what it is we do, and what we do is directly related to what we think about and what we feel from the situation or the challenge that's being presented to us. So in this podcast, I just want to have a conversation about what we should do when we are feeling a bit uncertain, and how it is that we can prepare ourselves so that we are always ready for that challenge. We are always ready for whatever life throws at us, and just knowing and being positive and actually owning the fact that no matter what comes our way, we can and we will come out on top of it 100% of the time. So that's what this podcast is going to be about. I'm going to share in this episode 6 tips that I personally use, and it's the advice that I give to my friends, if if they're asking for advice on something that they should or shouldn't pursue. It is absolutely kind of the six-step process that I go through when I'm trying to decide if something is right for me or not, or like what I should do in terms of the next steps in a situation, particularly like when I'm on the brink of a decision. And it's honestly like a system, or I feel like a process that a lot of people, like if you listen to folks who are successful, if you listen to folks who, you know, are very decisive and just own and, you know, own their lives and are in control of their lives and know that, it's kind of what they do. And it's a little bit different, right? Everybody is different, and everybody puts their own spin and their own flex on it. But I just think, like, high level, this is the way that if you want to be in control of your life, like, this is kind of how we need to roll. So without further ado, I do want to get into just talking about what six steps or tips, however we want to look at it. Maybe not steps, because you don't necessarily have to do every one of them, but it kind of is a process, and each of them are interrelated to each other. So this is how we can manage uncertainty when life throws us a curveball, when something happens that we just weren't expecting, or when we just don't feel comfortable about a situation. This is what we can use, and these are the six tips or steps that we can follow to make sure that we always come out on top. Stay tuned. Okay, so tip number one, to make sure that you're always prepared to manage in, you know, stay on top of any challenges or any obstacles, anything that is unexpected or that you just weren't prepared for, you know, coming your way. It sounds kind of counterintuitive, but really the first tip is to plan. Now, I know how that sounds. You can't plan for unexpected things to happen. You can't necessarily schedule that on your calendar. You can't say that, okay, well, next Thursday, I know that something unexpected is going to happen. That's not what I mean. I don't mean to plan out when the unexpected things are going to happen, because that just doesn't make sense. But what we can do is plan our lives, plan our day-to-day, stay on top of the things that we need to get done, stay on top of making sure that we have the important necessities inside our homes at all times. Because the more we're on top of our little worlds and our lives, the better prepared we are to navigate any tricky waters that start to come our way. So, you know, an example of that is, you know, making sure that we know what to do in the event of some type of emergency. So it's building out an emergency fund, or as I like to refer to it, an always be able to live funds, right? And that, with that, I mean like making sure that you always have money that is set aside and available, so that in the event that something like this happens, and in the event that something uncertain happens, whether it's a loss of a job, whether it's, you know, wanting to quit a job, to be honest, like, because we don't just have to lose it. Like, it could be that we want to take that situation in our own control and we want to leave the job, but we need to make sure that we're prepared and we have money to live on. We want to always be able to live no matter what challenges come our way. So build out an emergency fund so that you are always able to live in the face of challenges. Knowing what big important tasks you need to get done, right? And it's staying on top of our calendars from a daily, weekly, monthly basis. It's knowing what our year is going to shape up to be, so that when these types of situations crop up and we are thrown some challenges, we have a map, right? We have that map in front of us on how it is that we need to stay on track. And it's interesting, because when we have like all of this stuff laid out on a calendar or in a to-do list, and we know that, hey, these are things that I actually need to get done, it actually helps us to stay focused and not buy into some of the craziness that's going on around us if there are like really challenges that are so huge, it's affecting a large group of people. So the more that we actually plan out our lives, our tasks, our days, and just know and stay in control of the things that we need to be in control of, then the better we are able and prepared, honestly, to be able to navigate any challenges that come our way. The only thing that we can control is ourselves, right? And the things that we directly contribute to. So things like building out and always be able to live fun. Things like making sure that you plan out and structure your days. Things like making sure that you create backup plans in the event that your regular child care provider isn't available. Knowing that you have a backup plan to address that. Things like how we choose to respond to a situation, because how we choose to respond to a situation is exactly that. It's our choice. We are choosing to respond to it in a particular way. So if we plan things out, it's a lot easier to stay level-headed because we know there are things that we need to get done and we know that we're okay. You know, we know that through that challenge, we're going to be all right. So there's no reason to freak out. There's no reason to respond to something in a negative way because we're planners, we're on top of our stuff, and we know that we can make it through it. So that is definitely tip number one. Plan. Always be on top of the things that are in your control. Structure your life. Own it, because that is what's going to set you up and lay that foundation for you to always be able to come out on top. So tip number two, and this kind of ties into how we choose to respond to the situation, right? But tip number two is to stay calm and stay positive. I cannot stress to you enough how important this is. It's so easy for us to become discouraged or to start thinking negatively or, you know, fall into some negative mind loops when things start to become uncertain or when we are dealing with challenges and we just don't know what's going to happen on the other end of it. It is so easy for us to become negative, but you know what happens if we choose to be, you know, negative instead of remaining calm and positive? You know, what will happen is that we start to freak out and then we start to spiral out of control because we're allowing our energy, our core, our strength to exist outside of us rather than within us. We're letting go of that control by choosing to panic, by choosing to be negative instead of choosing to stay calm and be positive. Instead of honing in and realizing and understanding the fact that, hey, I am in control of me. I am in control of my environment. I am in control of, you know, what I do and what I respond to in this situation. I'm 100% in our control. That, if we think like that, we can always stay calm and, you know, stay cool under the pressure and within that uncertainty. It is so important to stay calm and positive because that's how we are going to be able to continue to make sound and rational decisions as opposed to the opposite, right? So if things start to get uncertain, if we are thrown a challenge and instead of staying calm and positive, we choose to react to it with panic or with negativity, then that is all we're going to bring into our environment. We're just going to bring more negativity. We're just going to bring more panic. We're just going to bring on that hysteria. And that doesn't help anyone, least of all you, right? So it is so important for us to stay calm and positive and really just think and say to ourselves, okay, like what can I do, right, in this situation? And we'll talk about that a little bit more in the next tip, spoiler alert there. But here are some ways that you can actually stay calm and positive when dealing with uncertainty or with a challenge that you're not sure, you know, how to manage or what to do with, how to deal with it. So, here are some tips, right? So number one, count your blessings, you know, like seriously, I know that everybody says it and, it kind of seems like it's just some random little mantra, like everybody's saying it, like, oh, count your blessings and be positive and, you know, all that stuff. But seriously, it's so, so effective. And I'm going to use, this situation as an example in the pandemic that we have going on. And it's a challenging situation. I don't want to downplay that. It's not like it's not challenging. People are, becoming very sick and, losing their lives with this. So it is a challenging situation and not something to be downplayed. But at the same time, the human race has gone through so many other challenges and obstacles. People have lived through wars. People have lived through, mass genocides. People have lived through things like the Holocaust and slavery. And we've always fought and come out on top. So, like, that's one blessing that we can count, is just knowing how ridiculously resilient we are as the human race, how unbelievably hard it is to eliminate us because we are capable. So that's like a huge, huge blessing to count. But also, like, just respecting the fact that the humans who lived before us, like, they did have some huge challenges that they had to overcome. Like, they a lot of people, like, lived through things like wars and had to deal with curfews and not being able to be outside because it simply wasn't safe, right? So they had access to a lot less stuff at those times than we do now. Like, we have the internet, we have electricity, we have ability to talk to each other, even if we can't be next to each other, right? Like, we still have ways to stay connected. We have this amazing thing called the internet that we can learn something. We can, take on learning a new language if we wanted to. We could start an online business if we wanted to, like, while we are, stuck inside. Like, we have Netflix. Like, I mean, maybe just being able to binge watch some shows and things like that. Like, we have that ability to do that, and keep us entertained while we are inside. So, man, it's just so important to count our blessings. And I think that is going to help us to, stay positive and maintain that perspective that, yeah, it's a challenge, but here are all the reasons that I'm going to look at and, remind myself that even though this is really hard, I'm still blessed. I'm still fortunate, and I'm going to appreciate that. And I'm going to show the world, show the universe just how much I appreciate that by keeping my head up and making sure that I stay calm and just do what I have to do to make it through this, right? So another way that, we can stay calm and positive is, to just think clearly about it, right? It's one of my favorite quotes is that there is always something to be thankful for. And it's so completely true. I have it up on my wall in a number of different places as wall art all around my home and in my office space because it is so unbelievably true. If we practice gratitude, that is absolutely another way that we can stay calm and positive. List out all the things that you're thankful for. List out all the wonderful things that we still have, even in the face of the challenge, whatever the obstacle is. And a lot of times, like, one of the major things that we can be thankful for is the fact that we still have our health. We're still alive. We still have an opportunity, right? We still have an opportunity to go after the things that we want without regrets, right? So that's first and foremost something that we can be thankful for. I know that I always make sure to, say that I'm thankful for having my boy, my son, because I know that whatever challenge comes my way, like, man, I am so fortunate to have him. I am so fortunate to have him in good health. I am so fortunate. I cannot, let myself think otherwise because anything we're going through, like, I always like to remind myself that there are millions of people who have it way, way, way worse than I do. And that's just something that I use to make sure that I'm able to stay calm and positive in the face of any obstacle or challenge that is in front of me. Now, I know it is so much easier said than done. I'm not trying to make light of it, and I really hope that it doesn't come across that way, because when we're dealing with a challenge, especially something that was just completely unexpected and making us feel like just so uncomfortable, so uncertain, it is not easy to always remain calm. And, you know, sometimes you do have to vent. Sometimes you have to cry if that's what you need to do. Sometimes you have to get angry if that's what you need to do. But we come back, right? We come back to being calm and positive. You know, once we let out that initial shock reaction, we come back and we find our focus, we find our chi, and we recenter so that we can make sure that we're prepared to really handle the situation so that we can come out on top. So that's tip number two. Let's stay calm. Let's stay positive so that we can go through and really come out on top of the situation. All right. So tip number three to handle and deal with uncertainty and make sure that we come out on top. Take a moment to think. You know, and by this, I mean thinking about what's important for you in this moment. And, you know, also in your future, but really in this moment, when that challenge comes up, when the uncertainty comes up, what is really important for you, you know, and possibly even for you and your family, right? It's important to maintain that perspective. So here's what's really important to think about, right? It's think about what needs to get done. What are the important things that really need to get done? In order for the horse to, or the cart to stay on the wheels, right? In order for, you know, everything to keep on moving on, what are the things or the items that need to get done? All right, what are the things that need to get taken care of, or who are the people that need to get taken care of, you know? And by this, I mean like basic needs or children, who need to be taken care of. And, you know, what's the worst that can happen? I know that that's a, you know, a tricky place to go to, because we want to make sure that we're staying calm and positive. But, you know, I want to make sure to say that we're not looking at a reason to worry, right? We're not just going to get into a place where all we're doing is worrying and think about the worst things that can happen. No, that's not what I mean. What I mean is think about, like, okay, logically speaking, what's the worst thing that can happen? Because if you think about what the worst thing that is can happen, and you know, make a plan of how to overcome that worst thing, then you are prepared for anything that comes up between the best thing that can happen and the worst thing that can happen, if that makes sense, right? So you think about the worst thing that can happen and you say, okay, well, if that happens, what will I do? And seriously make a plan for that. Seriously think about that. And that way, you know, it's not the worst thing. Like when things start to happen, then you know that you're not dealing with the worst case scenario. So you're better prepared and just in a better mindset to be able to take that challenge on. And if by whatever chance that worst case scenario did come up, then you know that you have a plan in place. You know that you've thought about this and you're ready to go. Right? You can attack it and you can still come out on top. So, you know, be careful with that one. Don't start ruminating and don't start being just, you know, completely negative and down on our luck about it. But, you know, it's really important to just think about, you know, what that worst case scenario is so that we're prepared for it. And we know that we're ready for it. We can handle it. Do a brain dump. You know, just think about all the things, let all the thoughts out of your minds, write it out, because that'll help you to be able to think clearly. And, you know, what's important about thinking clearly is because that allows us to be able to make a plan. So if you need to write it out, then write it out. If you need to talk it out and record yourself on, you know, using the recording app on your phone or on your computer, however you need to do it, whatever the best and most effective way is for you to conduct a brain dump and get all of the thoughts out of your head about this topic, this challenge, do it. You know, the good and the bad. And then that'll set you up for you know, what it is that you need to do next and the next tip that's coming up. But do that brain dump, think about things. Think about what's the most important thing to you right now and possibly to you and your family. And make sure that you just get all the thoughts out so that you can, you know, pros and cons and just map out and be ready for what it is that you need to do next. So tip number three, take a minute to think and conduct a brain dump. So tip number four, now this one is extremely important as well. Tip number four is to prioritize. So once you've taken that time to think about things, once you've really done that brain dump and you've gotten all of your thoughts out and you know what needs to be done, you know what needs to get done, what needs to get taken care of, you know what the most important thing for you and your family is in this moment, now, you know, it's time to prioritize. Because on Just Say Whatevs, we are all about controlling our lives and being in charge of our lives so that we have no regrets. And, you know, what that means is being able to prioritize the things that are the most important to you. And the things that are most important are usually the things that we would regret and feel the most regretful for if we don't do them. So when I say prioritize, like, that's exactly what I mean. It's making sure that we are choosing to do the things that we won't wake up in 10 years and feel regretful about. So make this the list, you know, go through and actually use a sheet of paper after you've conducted your brain dump and make a nice list on a sheet of paper or multiple sheets of paper, however long the list of things that need to get done and the things that need to get taken care of are. And, you know, what's important here is, yes, we have the things that are needs. We have the things that are necessities. So, of course, anything that is a necessity needs to get done. But we might have some, you know, flexibility on when they get done, right? But anything that's a necessity, mark those as necessities. Maybe put those on a separate sheet of paper because we know that those things have to be taken care of. But everything else, right? All the other tasks from our brain dump, all the other thoughts from our brain dump, let's get that into a list. And then let's prioritize. And again, prioritizing based on what is most important to you, right? And what you would feel the most regretful for if you don't take care of it. Prioritize this list so that you can one by one, you know, take care of it. And then what you'll do is you'll start with the top three first, the three most important things first. Knock those out and then you can go from there. Then you can add in some of the other needs that maybe weren't as tied and sensitive. Maybe then you can start adding in some more items that are, you know, four through however many on the list. But start with those top three most important things and get those things done. And that should give you some insight as to, okay, this is what I need to focus on. This is what I need to, you know, be putting my intention on. It's not getting freaked out. It's not panicking. It's this. It's the things that need to get done. And it's my top three most important actions to make sure that I'm moving along in the direction that I need to be moving along in. And it's a great way to just maintain that focus so that we are doing what needs to be done. We're not freaking out. We're not panicking. We're able to stay calm, rational, focused, and positive because we know that even in the face of a challenge, we are still taking care of business and we are still in control of our lives, what we choose to work on, and how we respond to the challenge that's being tossed our way. So that's tip number four. It's just prioritize. Make sure that we knock out the things that really, really are important. Tip number five. This one is so important too. Be decisive and commit to your decisions. So once you do figure out what it is that you're going to do, commit to that idea and commit to that decision 110%. There is no going back and forth and no acting like your hands are tied or that you're a victim or anything like that. Now, I don't mean to say that you can't change course. You can't, you know, it doesn't mean that you can't make a decision and then, you know, realize that you need to pivot and, you know, change a few things. That's absolutely not what I mean, because it is so important to be adaptable and it is so important to make sure that we are constantly assessing and making sure that the things that we're doing are the right things for us. But what I mean is that it is so important to understand that what we do and how we react is 100% within our control. So once a decision is made, we've got to hold ourselves accountable for it, right? We have to, you know, own the fact that we made this decision. And whether it's a right decision or a wrong one, we made it. There's no one to blame, right? We can't put the blame off on anyone else. We can't say, oh, well, I knew I shouldn't have done this, but you know, I did it anyway. No. We can't do that, right? Because we own our lives and we are responsible for the outcomes. And, you know, another thing is like, we have to really commit to a decision so that we can take action, right? If we don't fully commit and go all in on a decision, then we are not going to take action on it. And it's an interesting thing. And I'm a firm believer that this is where a lot of procrastination comes from and a lot of disengagement. It's when we're not fully committed and like it just causes us to take no action because it's not something we actually want to do. Maybe we are saying we're going to do it because we think it's what we should do, or maybe because we have social pressures or different things like that. But when we are making decisions, like it's important that anything we decide on, it's something that we can commit to 110% so that we can then keep on doing what it is that we need to do to move, you know, move life forward. So especially in the face of uncertainty, it is so easy, like, it's a weird thing to say, but it's so easy when we're dealing with uncertainty to just be uncertain, right? And to just not be willing to make a decision one way or the other. But we have to refrain from doing that. We have to make a decision and 100%, you know, 110% commit to that decision so that we can act on it and gain the momentum in one direction or another so that we are no longer just in that balance of uncertainty. Or rather, like it's more being in the imbalance of uncertainty. So when a challenge comes our way, we've got to make a decision. Successful people, I know, will say this a lot. You know, I listen to Brian Tracy a lot. If you're not familiar with who that is, definitely check him out. He is amazing when it comes to, you know, things like selling and, you know, just how to attack and just own your life. I really like Brian Tracy and some of the messages that he shares with people. But he talks about this fact a lot that successful people and the people who are happy with their lives are those people who are incredibly decisive. They're the people who, you know, they don't hem and haw a lot, or if they hem and haw, it's, you know, for a short period of time, then they make a decision and they commit to that decision and they get it done. There's not this, you know, back and forth. There's not this like state of limbo of not knowing what to do. It's, you know, making that decision and being like, okay, well, here we go. We're going to do it. And if it doesn't work out, it doesn't work out. You can always, you know, try something else, because that's so important too, is being willing to admit when something isn't working and being willing to try something new and being willing to adapt. But the point is like that, just that first decision needs to be made and momentum needs to be made in a direction of action and not just staying in action because we're uncertain. So that's tip number 5, is be decisive. And once you have made a decision, commit to it 110% so that we can get out of the state of feeling uncertain. All right. So the final tip that I will share, tip number 6, is follow your intuition. This is so important because, you know, as human beings, like we have these primitive instincts like within ourselves that are there and that exist to, you know, direct us toward what is right or direct us away from danger. So especially in times of uncertainty or a challenge that we're facing that we're, you know, not right off the bat certain like in our minds, like how to act or how to respond to it. It's so important to just listen to and follow that intuition and what it's telling us to do. Deep down, like deep down, you know what to do. You know, like you do have the answer within you. And sometimes it's just more of a visceral reaction. It's more of a feeling that we get as opposed to a concrete thought in our minds. And that's our instincts, right? That's our intuition telling us like, hey, this is what's you're supposed to do, like this, or it's like a feeling like, hey, no, this isn't good. Like, don't do this. Or, hey, like, dude, this is amazing. Like, be excited, like go for it, run with it, and take over with it, right? Like, trust that gut feeling, because a lot of times, like, we ignore this instinct and we ignore our intuition and what it's telling us. And it's really unfortunate because it's something that has existed for the longest of time. But yet, like, we, like, as we're becoming more, I don't know, it seems like as we're becoming more advanced of a society, like, we are listening to that primitive intuition less and less. And I truly believe that it's really unfortunate. I'm a strong believer that we should follow our energies and we should follow, like, our internal, like, just energies and how our energy resonates with the external environment. Like, I really do believe that. And I will often check with myself on how something makes me feel. You know, I will say like, okay, well, how do I feel about this? Because if it fills me up and it excites me, then that means it's something that I should do. If it drains me or makes me feel depleted, I know it's not something that I should do. And it's something that we can use in all areas of our lives. So, you know, even with something like this, you know, this pandemic, like, I know that there, you know, might be some social pressure to still get out and do things, like, even though, like, there are the guidelines that are in place that say, hey, don't get out and interact with people and or get into gatherings that are, you know, more than 10 people. But there still might be some social pressure. And, you know, that's up to you, right? Like, that's up to you to, you know, feel about and decide about and say like, hey, does this make me feel good or does this make me feel not good? Is this something I should do or is this something that I should not do? And trust that. Don't let anybody from the outside environment or like any, you know, friends or whomever like pressure you into doing something that doesn't make you feel good or doesn't make you feel right. Like, that's first and foremost, right? So that is a great way to be able to manage things that are uncertain or things that we just are uncomfortable with and don't know, like, right off the bat how to handle it, is listening to that intuition. So you can practice with getting in tune with your intuition and, you know, channeling your intuition and your energy and trying to understand, you know, what your body and what your energy is trying to tell you by meditating. Meditation is a wonderful, wonderful way to become more in tune with yourself, with your inner core, and to recenter yourself. Another way to really channel that intuition and become better at like just assessing that energy is to put yourself into silence or into a still place. You know, go somewhere that doesn't have any external stimulation, like doesn't have any people around, doesn't have the TV, doesn't have anything else going on. And just sit in that space and feel about it and see what it is that your body and your energy is telling you. Because a lot of times, like if we choose to listen to our intuition, we'll realize that it's there, like the answer is there within us. And we just have to trust it and then own that decision and commit to it. And that's how we can stay on top. Okay, so that's it. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode of Just Say Whatevs and how it is that we can manage and deal with uncertainty so that we can always come out on top. Make sure that you're out there staying safe. Make sure that you are listening to your intuition. Make sure that you always remember the fact that your life is 100% up to you, not anyone else. You can choose how to respond to things. You can own your life and make sure that you're living it with absolutely no regrets. One of the best ways to make sure that you are staying on top of your life and just completely owning it so that you can be happy, fulfilled, satisfied, and not have any regrets is by planning. I'm huge on planning. It was tip number one in this episode of Just Say Whatevs, but seriously, the way we plan and, you know, manage our day-to-day lives is directly related to our happiness and satisfaction because it's directly related to managing our time. And as a lot of us know, how we manage our time has a direct impact on our happiness. It's just like managing our money. Like if we manage our money well, we'll have money for the things that we want to do. If we don't manage it well, then unfortunately we most likely won't have it for the things that we want to do or need to do. So how we manage our time directly impacts having the time available for the things that are important to us. If you'd like to learn a little bit more about how to manage your time, or if you would like to be a part of a community of people who are just avid on managing their time, definitely check out my YouTube channel called Planning with Chris. I will link it in the description down below. And join my Facebook group, The Unstoppable Planners. Again, also will be linked in the description box because happiness comes to those who plan. I completely, you know, believe that. And I want to help spread some planning cheer amongst the community and the world. So definitely check that out. And always remember that you are in control of your life. You can have everything that you want. Just take some planning and some finesse. Until next time, bye-bye.